I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Download that radio.com app, favorite 100.7 star, and magical bunnies will come out of it and okay, grant you wishes.
That's a lie.
No?
Do not listen
to Bubba. I thought if you favorite 100.7 star on the radio.com app, that some kind of magical bunnies come jumping out at you.
No, but your ears smile out of happiness of great music and voices.
Aw.
That's about it.
All right, so one of the things we love to do here at Bubba Show, while other morning shows are talking about something, we like talking to the people involved. Good morning, Desi. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. So you are a former Pittsburgher from Apollo.
Oh, yeah.
You've been living in California for a little over 6 years. And what we're about to talk about, is this the most national publicity that you've ever received in your entire modeling career?
I would have to say at this point, yes.
Okay. So tell everybody listening to Bubba Show at 8:15 on this Wednesday morning, what is all the controversy around a modeling gig that you took?
So I model for this costume company called Yandy, and they presented me with this Nicest Neighbor costume during one of our shoots. And it's pretty much our version of a sexy Mr. Rogers. And it's kind of crazy how much publicity and how much hate this costume has gotten. It's ridiculous.
I mean, be honest. You think it's crazy and ridiculous? I mean, think about it. Mr. Rogers, sweet, kind, generous, kids. You grew up watching him. And then there's you with your you-know-whats all over the place. Meaning, you look very good, by the way. Side note.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've been modeling costumes for like 10 years.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, like, it's extreme. But there's a sexy costume for everything. You know, there's sexy doctors. There's sexy army men. There's sexy teachers. So, to me, in a way, it was like, okay, here's another funny, ironic costume.
So did you... And I'm looking at the photograph right now, right? And I'm looking at it. And I'm looking at you. I'm just going to give you an honest opinion. There could be less material if they could. You know what I mean? It's not so over the top. And I get why people are upset.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to sexify Mr. Rogers, especially before the movie comes out. But the way the costume companies make money is they've got to be on the cutting edge of what's popular that season. And they know the Mr. Rogers movie is coming out. And I'm just saying that it's not, like, obscene, in my opinion. When you saw the costume, did you think it was obscene in any way?
No, and that's the thing. Like, I get it. Like, they're pretty much booty shorts, you know. But I model lingerie. I model bras, you know. So, to me, I'm like, this could be way more revealing than they made it. And it's funny that you said that because a lot of my guy friends actually said to me, like, it's not even that revealing.
Right. It isn't.
Desi, do
right.
you...
in comparison.
Do you think they knew you were from Pittsburgh and that's why they asked you? Or did they have no idea the Halloween costume company?
No, they had no idea. Like okay. I said, I've been modeling costumes for like 10 years. And this was the second shoot that I did for Yandy. So they had no idea until I told them. So it's just ironic.
All right. Well, can you hang on with us for a couple minutes since you're on the West Coast? You don't got anywhere to be. It's only 5:15 in the morning there, right?
Yeah, I'm on my second cup of coffee here.
Yes. Hang on here, Desi. Can you hang on for a second?
Yes.
Awesome. Because when we come back, I got to talk about this hate. Because apparently it's all coming from Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
All right. If you're just tuning in to Bubba Show, we've got Desi on the phone. Major controversy over the last week. National controversy. TMZ. Did you say when we were downtown taking our Bubba Show family photo that some big major morning news station had it or something? Maybe I heard that, like, The View or somebody was talking
about
it.
Oh, yeah, those ladies that sit around and talk. There's the talk and then The View. Yeah, they were talking about it, yes.
So Desi, all you did was put on the equivalent of a sexy female Mr. Rogers outfit, and the hatred you said spewing from Pittsburgh is shocking, correct?
Yeah, that's definitely where I've gotten the most haters.
Without saying any bad words or swearing because you're live on the radio, give us an example of the type of hate mail or hate, whatever, however they're getting to you on social media. Give us an example of what they're saying.
Yeah, I think it's mainly on just comments. Obviously, I think it was CBS did a write-up or something on their website, and all the comments on Facebook were just, like, ridiculous about the costume. And then when people found out that I was from Pittsburgh, I think they were even more mad about it.
like, how can you do this? Why did you take this job?
Yeah, exactly. Like, how could you do this to Mr. Rogers? I think the worst one that I read, which I said on TMZ, was this guy wrote, "You're never welcome back to Pittsburgh," or something.
You feel free to listen. The Bubba Show family, we accept everybody. And listen, this was a job for you. I assume you got paid, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is what you do to earn money. This is how you are able to live and feed yourself and pay your bills and all that, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's my job.
All right, Desi, I'm the mom here, and I got to ask. So say you had a child that was not in college that would want to wear this outfit. For two reasons. One, the sexy nature of it. And two, just the fact that maybe as a mom, your daughter, you know, grew up watching Mr. Rogers. Would you allow it? I'm not talking college age. I'm not talking like college and above. I'm talking like high school or lower.
I would say high school, no. Like, you need to be at least 18, I would say, to wear this costume. But I think the positive thing about that is most kids in high school right now probably don't know who Mr. Rogers is. Like,
oh, good
dress
point.
Up as Mr. Rogers.
That's kind of funny.
That is funny. Although the movie's going to be released next month. Yeah. So,
all right, Desi.
Yeah.
Desi, this is Jules. I had a question. You got a lot of backlash for this costume. What other costume have you modeled for that you got major backlash from?
I don't know if I've ever gotten backlash. I've been on worst costume list. Like, there was this octopus costume that was semi-sexy.
I gotta see that.
Wow, that's
ridiculous. Was I got on Ellen once. I think it was a cookie costume, and there was like a bite taken out of the side, and she just made like this hilarious skit over it.
That's
but
so
I've
funny.
Never gotten backlash. Yeah,
not like this. Not like this.
So Desi, right. If you had to do this all over again, and you were offered the job to dress up as a sexy Mr. Rogers for Gandy, whatever the website is, would you take the job or would you pass knowing what you know now?
Oh, I would definitely still do it.
She's like, I have no regrets.
This not, yeah. And listen, and I know there now the people might be angry at me, and I hope you're not, meaning our Bubba Show family, who I love very much, who choose us every day, but sometimes we have opinions that differ from each other. And that's what's cool about what we do here is we allow each other, we celebrate our differences, and we allow each other to have different opinions. I'm not offended by this. I know that people probably listening to me are now mad at me for saying that. I'm not offended by that, Desi. I don't think it's overtly sexy, although it is sexy. It's booty shorts, and it's not like you're parts are hanging out overwhelmingly either.
The puppets is right. The puppets get me a little bit. I'm not going to lie, Desi. They get me a little bit there.
Do the puppets come with the costume?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
I think I want to say the puppets and the wig are extra, but I'm not positive, so don't quote me on that. But I want to say, I don't know if you guys saw that TMZ reached out to Mr. Rogers' son.
Okay.
I believe his name is John.
And
he said that he's not offended.
There you go.
And if his dad was still alive, he thinks his dad would get a chuckle out of it.
See, Mr. Rogers has a sense of humor. I have to believe that. The kindest, most generous, loving human that has ever maybe walked on this earth. Well, maybe not, but you know what I'm saying. I can't imagine him ever pointing the finger at you and saying, "How dare you?" Like, can't we live in the generosity and love that Mr. Rogers spread a little bit and be like, listen, this is what she does for a living?
And I think that's the funny part about it is all these people are being mean and, like, hating on it. But Mr. Rogers would never be mean and hate on someone to this extent.
Wow.
But a bunch of catty women will.
Oh, yeah.
I know. So, hey, Desi, do you ever come back to Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah. I was just there last month. I'm there all the time.
So do me a favor. I know you got Jules' contact information, and we follow each other on social media now. The next time you come back in Pittsburgh, we'd love to have you up live in the studio. Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, yeah. That'd be so much fun.
Oh, we'll have a blast. All right, Desi. Well, thank you so much. Go back to sleep.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Love you.
Bye. Have a good one.
Wow. That's awesome.
Bye, guys.
Bye. See ya on 100.7 Star, powered by Bowser Chevrolet in Beaver Falls and now Monroeville. She hung up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.